created a data dashboard to allow counties to compare their performance around mental health and substance use disorders to the rest of the state. For us, the dashboard represents a baseline. At Mental Health Colorado, we're interested not simply in studying these problems, but in solving them. And I'll give you one example. Eagle County voters earlier in November passed a measure, an increase in the marijuana tax, that dedicates $1.2 million to mental health and substance use services. That is probably not enough to meet the needs of all 10,000 people in Eagle County, we calculate, who have a mental health or substance use disorder, but it does represent $1.2 million more each year than Eagle County was dedicating before, because the county had no dedicated revenue to these services. And Eagle County itself, as you probably know, lies about 120 miles either direction from the nearest psychiatric facilities right in Denver and Grand Junction. What the Eagle County commissioners asked the voters and what the voters agreed to do is not simply wait for Washington or even for the state capitol in Denver to address this problem. They wanted a local solution targeted at what turn out to be critical services that will make, we hope, a real dent. The dashboard, we hope, in turn, will reflect the improvements that Eagle County hopes to see, maybe not overnight. I mean, some of the indicators we're trying to drive here will take a long time to change. Suicide rates have been particularly stubborn. The investments we're promoting in early childhood mental health may take years to show the benefits. But, you know, the old saying about doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is the
definition of insanity.
So we're trying a different approach.
You know, with all this data flying around on this dashboard, were you able to pick up something new? I mean, new facts that maybe surprised you?
Not just in the dashboard, but in my conversations across the state, I'm often struck by the degree to which smaller towns in Colorado are really experiencing a combination of barriers that distinguish those communities from the large urban areas. You know, in many parts of rural Colorado in particular, mental health professionals are few and far between, and sometimes, at the same time, the stigma associated with mental illness can be even more acute, especially if you live in a town where everybody knows your name. I was in La Junta not long ago, and talking to the folks who run a mental health agency there, they told me that they had one client who used to park his truck far away when he needed mental health care because he didn't want anybody to see what turned out to be a pretty recognizable vehicle parked in front of a place that had mental health on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Until they changed their name. They provide integrated care. This is one of the policy changes that we're pushing as well, integrating mental health into the primary care system. And now it just says health center. And he parks his truck in the front row of the parking lot. The staff asked him why, and he said, well, nobody knows why I'm here, and it's none of their business. I could be, you know, taking care of a broken shoulder or my head, and I don't have to hide. We thought that's an improvement.
Anything else you want to add about dashboard?
If folks want to not only study these indicators but try to move them, they can join our network of advocates. We created a network we call the Brainwave. Our goal is to find a leader in every community who will stand up and speak out on behalf of mental health care. You can find an application to join the wave, the Brainwave, at our website. And you can do something for yourself in the same site. We put up a series of 9 screening tools, self-assessments, questionnaires that people can fill out in private, confidentially, for free, quickly, around depression, anxiety disorders. There's a screening for parents to take if they're worried about their kids. There's a screening tool for kids to take if they're worried about themselves. And at the end of each screening, the computer tells you where you might be able to turn for resources.
Thanks very much, Andrew Romanoff, for joining me today.
Thank you.